سلم على آله وصحبه ومن ولاء. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, from today on, inshallah, we're going to speak about the fiqh of the month of Ramadan, which most of us, inshallah ta'ala, need it. We have two different opinions for the moon sighting. Inshallah, biiznillah ta'ala, as you see a Muslim now, from now, they are divided. Some of the Muslims, they said Monday will be the first day of Ramadan. First day of Ramadan will be Monday. There's another group, another Muslim, they said no, Ramadan will be Tuesday. And both of them, they build their opinion based to the calendar, the astronomical calendar. Can we take astronomical calendar now? Because the technology, they said actually technology now is the best. It can give you accurate reading of the moon sighting now. Shall we go for that, or we have to go with visible sighting, inshallah, for the moon? That's actually what we need to answer. To be honest with you, if one country sighted the moon, if this is will be for all the Muslims all over the world, or every country, they have right to sight their own moon? That's the question we ask. We have this for many, many years. Muslims are divided. You find a lot of Muslims, I said, we follow Saudi Arabia. Because Saudi Arabia, that's the town of the Mecca. We are Qibla, our Qibla in always toward to Mecca. Shall we follow Saudi Arabia, or every country has right to sight their own moon sighting? That's what we need today, exactly to learn about this today. You're not going to find this topic too much in the masajid. They try to avoid all this, but for us here, we need to learn. Islam is knowledge. What the Islam said about this issue? We open this, inshallah ta'ala, and to see exactly which one we have to follow. Let's read the first, number one. Chapter 1, Seeing the Moon, Bab Ru'yat al-Hilal. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فاكملوا عدة شعبان 30 يوما. That's actually what the meaning. Let's read the translation, inshallah. And the hadith, where is the hadith? Brother Yunus is going to tell us where is the hadith located. تفضل.
Chapter 1, right?
نعم.
Assalamu alaikum. Chapter 1, Seeing the New Moon, section number 1. Abu Huraira reported God Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as saying, fast when you see it and break when you fast when you see it. And if the weather is cloudy, treat Shaban as having 30 days. Hadith reported in Bukhari and Muslim and Misqat al-Mafabih.
From this hadith, the ulama take this hadith as a general for the whole ummah. What does that mean? General for the whole ummah. That mean the majority of the Muslim scholar, they said this is evidence that all the Muslim should sight the moon with visible eyes. Use the technology and not use the technology, but we have to sight the moon. There is nothing called from the beginning of the year. You find Muslim today, they make the calendar. And they already decide from 1 year ago which day the month of Ramadan will start. But we need to understand, according to Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And the majority of the scholar of the Muslim Ummah, we must sight the moon, exactly the lunar, the moon by our visible eyes. It doesn't matter you have technology. It doesn't matter you have to go so on the best day. La. We need to find when the moon will be sighted. The moon will be sighted in when? All the Muslim in every country, they have right to go and sight the moon. That is the important. We don't have anything you call it the astronomical calendar. We don't cannot do that. Because the Prophet ﷺ here, he told us, repeat it one time, brother, another one time.
Fast when you see it and break your fast when you see it. And if the weather is cloudy, treat Shaban as having 30 days.
What the Prophet ﷺ said here, wake up with me. What is the Prophet ﷺ said? He told us to do what?
To fast when we see the moon and to break our
When we see the moon, how are you going to see the moon? By what? By your neck? Or by your visible eyes? Visible eyes. So exactly that I agreed about three, one of the exactly great scholars of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and Imam Malik, rahimahullah, and Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, and Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah. This is actually exactly agreed upon between the scholar. We must decide the moon. This is general for the Muslim Ummah. They must sight the moon. There is no any doubt about that. It's for all Muslim. And the moon sighting, it's upon the country. Every country, they have right to sight their own moon sighting. The crescent, they must go for every country. And if some of the country, they don't see it, one of the country, they could either to complete Sha'ban or to follow the moon sighting for Mecca. Not because we don't follow Hassan, the Saudi regime. We don't follow the Saudi regime, but we follow actually what is the ulama describing in this country, because all of us, our heart and our eyes toward to where? To the Qibla in Mecca. That's Ummul Qura, the city, the mother of all towns. Ummul Qura, the house of Allah is there, the Hajj is there, our Qibla are there. So the people, where we are from this? Shall every country follow Saudi Arabia? The answer exactly rejected by the ulama. They are divided. Yes, some of the ulama said yes. If it is showing in one of the Muslim country and you share with them part of the night, you are allowed to follow their own moon sighting. And that's why a lot of Muslims country, they follow Saudi Arabia, not because of Muhammad bin Salman, because of the scholar, and they sighted the moon in the mountain of Mecca. And Mecca is our destination. If this is obligation for every country to follow Saudi Arabia, the answer is no. Every country has right to exactly to sight their own moon sighting. What is the dalil for that? Look for number two. That's between Ibn Abbas and Quraib. Quraib is a scholar from At-Tabi'in. He's not a companion. Ibn Abbas is a companion. There is in the second one here, Rasulullah is not in this issue at all. That's between Ibn Abbas and Quraib. Quraib is a great also scholar in Islam, but from At-Tabi'in, second generation after the Sahaba. But this is happening between him and Ibn Abbas. Let we read this hadith and we continue, inshallah ta'ala, to clear it for you, inshallah ta'ala. Chapter 2. محمد بن أبي حرملة أخبرني كريب أن أم الفضل ابنة الحارس بعثته إلى معاوية بالشام، قالت قال فقدمت الشام فقضيت حاجتها فاستهل رمضان وأنا بالشام، فرأينا الهلال ليلة الجمعة، ثم قدمت المدينة في آخر الشهر فسألني ابن عباس ثم ذكر الهلال فقال متى رأيتم الهلال؟ قلت رأيته ليلة الجمعة، قال أنت رأيته؟ قلت نعم ورآه الناس وصام معاوية، قال لكن رأيناه ليلة السبت فلا نزال نصومه حتى نكمل الثلاثين أو نراه، فقلت أفلا تكتفي برؤية معاوية وصيامه؟ قال لا، هكذا أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Take it easy with me slowly with this hadith, brother Yunus, to understand what's happened here. Fadal.
Chapter number two. When the crescent is sighted in the land a night before it is sighted in other lands. Narrated by Quray that Umul Al-Fadl, daughter of Al-Harith.
Hold it. We need to know who's Umm Al-Fadl. أم الفضل صحابية جليلة في ملك بني نوف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Her husband is Al-Abbas. Who's Al-Abbas? Sheikh Hassan, the uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That means she related to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's his, the wife of his uncle Al-Abbas. Her name is أم الفضل. That is a nickname. But the real name, her name is Lubaba. Lubaba. That's her real name. Right. She got six children, all of them male, from Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That means that her children are the cousins of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Got it? Got it now? Now.
That Umul Al-Fadl.
Umul Fadl, the one she narrated this hadith.
Daughter of Al-Haris. Send him
Al-Haris ibn Abdul Muttalib. Okay. Ukht Umul Mu'minin Maymuna. She's the sister of the wife of the Prophet Sallam Maymuna. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Sister of Maymuna, the wife of the Prophet Sallam. وخالد بن الوليد that her brother too, and she is the exactly sister of أسماء بنت عميس رضي الله عنها وارضاه, a great female of the exactly female companions. So we need to know the Sahaba, male and female. She narrated this hadith completely.
Sent him to Muawiyah in Syria. He said, I came to Syria and performed her work. The moon of Ramadan appeared while I was in Syria. We sighted the moon on the night of Friday.
Hold it. Don't lose me exactly to you because you're going to start next, inshallah. Mm. What happened in this story? Umm al-Fadl, radiallahu anha wa arda, she sent Quraib. And we agree Quraib from where? The Tabi'een, a scholar from At-Tabi'een. She sent him to Bilad al-Sham, to Syria now. And who was the Khalifa there? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu arda. The Shia cursed him a lot. So she sent him actually to do something for her with Muawiyah. So Quraib, he said exactly, she sent me to Bilad al-Sham to do something for her, some work for her. And when exactly, so Quraib, he said exactly, I finished. What's her need? What she told me, I did it. Then after that, what happened? Well, I'm to say exactly, then we sighted the moon. the people of Bilad al-Sham, that was in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. We sighted the moon there for Ramadan. Sighted the moon for Ramadan. When it was the night of Friday, wake up with me. What does the night of Friday mean? Thursday after Maghrib. That's called it. That's why it recommended to recite Surah Al-Kahf in the night of Friday or during the day of Friday. Night of Friday, that's mean Maghrib, after the Maghrib of Thursday. See, he said Quraib. He said, we sighted the moon there. We sighted the moon of Ramadan. That means the first day of Ramadan in Bilad al-Sham will be which day?
Friday.
Perfect. We sighted the moon on the night of Friday. Continue.
When I came to Medina towards the end of the month of Ramadan, Ibn Abbas asked me about the moon. He said, when did you sight the moon? I said, I sighted it on the night of Friday. He asked, did you sight it yourself? I said, yes, and the people sighted. They fasted, and Muawiyah also fasted.
Hold it. This is very important hadith for all of us. Exactly. Ibn Abbas known, Ya Sheikh Hassan, as you know, and he teach us, Ibn Abbas known the Turjuman al-Quran. The best tafsir ever, you needed that interpretation of the Quran from Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas, that's why Imam al-Tabari, rahimahullah, he always depend on the tafsir of Ibn Abbas. And he's a student. Who is a student of Ibn Abbas? You may hear this name. Before we mention, the people mention Ibn Abbas, he always, he's a student, they mention the tafsir. Taus. Ikrima Ibn Abi Jahl, the son of Abi Jahl, Ikrima, he is a student of Ibn Abbas. Tawus, one of the great also, tafsir, they always say, Qala Tawus, Qala Ikrima. So all of this action they are related to Ibn Abbas in the tafsir. Why Ibn Abbas is the Turjuman al-Quran? Because the Prophet, he teach him since he was 3 years old. He used to take him behind him in the mule and teach him. That's who became super. Who is the teacher for Ibn Abbas? Of course, Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who's after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Two great companions. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu arda, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu. That's the two teachers for Ibn Abbas. That's why you have the best collection in tafsir. So Ibn Abbas, when Quraib in the end of Ramadan came, Ibn Abbas questioned him. He said, did you sight the moon? Actually, you saw the moon. He talking about Ramadan. The moon sighting for Ramadan. He said, yes. He told them when. He told him, we sighted the moon in the Friday night. Night of Friday. Hi. And in order to make his statement strong, he said, actually also, the people in Bilad al-Sham, they sighted with me. So Ibn Abbas, he questioned him directly. Did you sight the moon, Ya Quraib? He need to have, he doesn't know where which one he cited in Bilad al-Sham. But he has evidence in the front of him. Did you sight the moon, Ya Quraib, by yourself? He said, yes. And in order to make his statement strong, he told them also the people in Bilad al-Sham, they cited and they start Ramadan Friday, and he bring with him to make his case strong. And Muawiyah also, radiallahu anhu arda. And you know Muawiyah, he was one of the 314 in making the Battle of Badr. He was a member of the 314, those who fight with the Prophet in the Battle of Badr, radiallahu anhu arda. معاوية ابن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه وأرضاه وعن الصحابة أجمعين. What ابن عباس told him? Said no. But we did not sight the moon the night of Friday. We sighted the moon in the night of Saturday. Would that mean actually the Sahaba in Medina, they start which day? If they sighted the moon the night of Saturday, that mean the first day of Ramadan will be what? Saturday. But Bilad al-Sham, they go forward. The exact day, start a day before. They start the Friday. That is a problem now. Let me see exactly what Ibn Abbas said. Tafadhal ya Sheikh.
Yes. They fasted and we are also fasting. He said, but we sighted it on the night of Saturday. Since then, we have been fasting until we complete 30 days or we sighted. Then I said, are the sighting of the moon by Muawiyah and his fast not sufficient for us? He replied, no. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded it us to do so. Hadith reported in Sahih Muslim under the number 1087 and Sunan Abu Dawud under the number 20.
And also mentioned in Tirmizi, for your record, that Sheikh Hassan mentioned in Tirmizi and mentioned in Abu Dawud and mentioned An-Nisa'i. But remember, the statement here came from Ibn Abbas. Because Quraybik questioned Ibn Abbas, is not enough for you that Muawiyah, he cited the moon with us and he started with us. He said, actually, the statement of Muawiyah is not sufficient for us. We cited the moon by ourselves. That means he dependent. It's a different country now, different area now, that we are depending on our moon sighting. He did not curse Muawiyah. He did not complain about Muawiyah. But he said, that is how we learn from Rasulullah SAW to that everyone should sight the moon. That clear? Yes. Did you clear what is happening here? Yes. Don't let anybody play with you in a different masjid. Here is the masjid Manhattan, the school, alhamdulillah, by knowledge. And ever, never, ever, I speak unless I give you evidence and a dalil. And that's what you need to make you strong, to take this knowledge and to spread it all over. Taib. From this meaning, this hadith, the first hadith and second hadith, where we are from this, where we are from this issue, inshallah ta'ala. The issue is, there is another evidence. I forgot to print it, to be honest with you. First evidence. Ibn Abbas, the same thing. And narrated by Sammak, Akrima, and Ibn Abbas. Illiterate man, Bedouin. He came to Ibn Abbas al-Bukhari, also mentioned it. He said, indeed, I sighted the moon. Illiterate man. Illiterate man. Bedouin. Then after that, Ibn Abbas narrated that the man came to Rasulullah SAW. And he told him, Ya Rasulullah, I testify that I sighted the moon. Then the Prophet ﷺ questioned the Arabi, he's a Muslim. قال أتشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. You testify there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the last prophet and messenger. He said, I do. The Arabi. Then the Prophet ﷺ قال يا بلال أو بلال أذن في الناس أن يصوموا غدا. Make adhan and call the people to start fasting tomorrow. So from this meaning, the Prophet, he took a single person to testify that he sighted the moon. This has caused also differences or difference between the ulama. The ulama exactly said they are divided to two six groups. One of them, they said, it's enough that one to sight the moon And the other group of the scholar, they said, no, has to be two. If you need the detail, because my time is over and the brother need to go to work, we continue inshallah ta'ala tomorrow, and we to continue the fiqh of inshallah ta'ala, and to see exactly if this is actually to one enough country to cite the moon for the whole entire earth, or every country will be independent to cite the moon. This we're going to have the result tomorrow. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, make and grant all of us knowledge and to understand the Islam. Barakallahu feekum, subhanahu wa hamdik, shira la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Jazakum Allah khair, wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallahu khair,
barakallahu feekum, azzakallahu. Shukran shaykh, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Habibi, kif halak shaykh? How are you, brother? Barakallahu feekum, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you. Long time no see.
Yes, I'm here.
Aha.
Okay, Habibi. Kif halak shaykh? Barakallahu feekum.
Shaykh, there is a hayat in the corner of the
Okay. What is your jacket?
My jacket.